Good day, skiers and riders. This is Eric with your Whiteface Insider Snowcast for Friday, January 6th, 2023. It's ski and ride day 45 of the season. I know I always talk about snowmakers and groomers, but without them, you would not be able to have the best ski and ride season possible. Another group that I think deserves some more appreciation, though, is our amazing lifties. They are here rain or shine, cold or warm, just for you. So next time you hop on your favorite lift, make sure to thank the attendant for making it all possible. We anticipate opening with 8 lifts and 42 trails today on frozen and loose granular conditions. As for weather, things are looking better in terms of winter. Today through Sunday, we're going to see some on and off again snow showers, as well as some colder temperatures moving into next week. It is going to be a mostly cloudy day at the face with a high in the upper 30s and a calm west wind. We are just under a week away until the 2023 World University Games are here at Whiteface. That means while there is still going to be plenty of skiing and riding to do, Whiteface is going to look a little different, including changes to parking and security. For a full update, check out our activities page at whiteface.com/activities. The skier responsibility code states that you stop only where you are visible from above and not restricting traffic. If you can't see oncoming traffic, they can't see you either. Know before you go. Buying tickets online in advance is still required. You will be unable to purchase in-person tickets, so plan accordingly. Sun safety. Exposure to UV rays increases by up to 5% for every 1,000 feet above sea level. Snow also presents further risk as it can reflect UV rays, sometimes up to 80%. This means that when spending time outdoors in the snow, you need to protect your skin. Before you head to the mountain, make sure to pack a sunscreen with an SPF of at least 30 to maximize your fun in the sun. Know the zone. Every skier and rider gets 15 feet of space. While on the hill, avoid collisions by giving others 15 feet of space on all sides. If kids are present, go even slower and give them even more room. Know that skiers and riders can turn suddenly, so stay in control to obey the 15-foot zone. We thank you for your cooperation and understanding. I thank you for listening, and we'll see you on the slopes.